podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Joined in the studio by a very special guest by the name of Veronica Allen. But she already knows all about us.
She does.
She can tell what I'm thinking right now. Hey, Veronica, how are you going?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Great, great. You're a psychic medium, which you're a local. You've released a book called I Lived With a Poltergeist and Demon, Real Lived Paranormal Stories. I asked for a copy. You sent it to me. And it was intense, so we've got you in for that reason. I didn't realise, I just thought you kind of haunted the building, Tom, here.
Yes.
I didn't realise that Geelong had such a history of hauntings, but you have had so many experiences in our little part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Geelong is haunted. That's all I'll say. There are so many places, and it's not specific areas, although some areas are, I feel, for myself personally, more haunted than others, but it is just crazy.
Yeah.
Like crazy. And what, it is an old town, and I guess that has a lot to do with it.
What are there any particular places you can name that do have more sort of activity?
Drumcondra.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah, Drumcondra is really quite horrific. East Geelong.
Mm. Yeah.
Newcombe.
Yeah.
And I know there's a cemetery out there, but it's still, I don't think it's really got anything to do with the cemetery.
I mean,
it's just the area. There's certain areas, you know, I personally drive through and I just feel very uncomfortable.
Wow. Now, this book that you've written is all about you going through and moving into different houses in different areas. Now, you're not specific with the areas. You've left it up to interpretation of where this particular house might be, which I think is good, because the last thing you want is for real estate agents to be like, oi, stop telling people that this house is
property value's in the street.
That's right. Or people knocking on someone's door, I hear you've got, poltergeist living here. That'd be the worst thing to happen to anybody. So I was very careful about that.
Yeah,
I hinted, I think, at the areas, but I didn't say the actual addresses.
No, and it was so good, though, because it was insane. Some of the things, Tom and I would say that we're very open people, and we've had spiritual instances before and visits and things like that. The stuff that you mention in this book is wild. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the dirty smells and the smells that you could smell straight away.
Oh, it's like, the best way to describe it would be a putrid.
Mm.
If anybody has ever smelled a carcass of a dead kangaroo or something like that, they're really bad. It's similar to that, but even worse. It really gets in your nose, and it's so hard to get rid of it. It's like a rotting flesh.
And there was no reason as to why this particular house was smelling. There was no like dead bird in the wall or something like that.
Oh, no, that was checked out. So before I moved in, the people who were already living there, they had all that checked out because they thought something was under the floor or in the roof, and they actually paid. They told the real estate, but then they also got somebody to come out. Real estate got somebody. Nothing.
Wow.
Anywhere. And it's always in the one area, but then it moved.
Yes. And then you obviously found out, it's someone here that is living in this house alongside you, and they're quite angry and quite nasty.
Well, prior to myself moving in, there had been seances had. Let's just say don't do that.
Yeah. Don't get a Ouija board ever.
Don't do it.
Ever.
Even professional people are very careful.
Yeah.
Very careful, and you have to be very careful. So things have been happening in the house. Flying through the air, this is before I moved in, flying through the air, noises, sounds, and they thought, we haven't find out what's going on here.
Yeah.
Biggest mistake ever, and that's when things really ramped up.
Wow. So it really sort of angered whoever was there.
I think they just invited something in that they could not get rid of, because they also didn't close down the opening of the Ouija board. They didn't close it down. They just all got terrified because the glass flew off, and that wasn't closed down, so it was open.
See, that's not fun. Some people might think, let's do it. No. Once you're open and then people are in there, the real estate agent will not charge them board either.
No.
So they will not pay, and they will.
freeloading.
So, Veronica, what do you do then? Do you look into the history and try and work out who it is? Or, like, is it like a previous tenant of the house or what?
Well, I did. Well, I felt with the rotting smells, I did feel that probably wasn't somebody who had maybe live there, because that's a different kind of an entity altogether. And other things that were happening, like you can get mischievous spirits who move things around, do things like this, but the things that were happening, like mimicking my voice, that is just something very different.
That was crazy.
The good thing is it happened on the night, there's two other people there who are non-believers.
Yeah.
So that was really good that they witnessed that, because they'd been told stories and they go, oh, yeah, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
I did bring a friend in and she did say a couple of old people had died there. Research of the house, that was the truth, but that's not what was happening. Mm. This rotten smell apparently started to happen a few weeks after new people would come, and that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
But myself and the people that were living there, we did not have a conversation about anything because, like, I didn't kind of know to talk to them about that. And they didn't want to bring it up because they really want someone to rent the room.
Yeah, sure. As you are aware, we went and slept at the old Geelong jail late last year, and particularly Loggie was quite concerned about it. We did have some sort of experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
And, we were just sort of hoping that nothing had come home with us. So you're not seeing anything?
No, but things can attach, and that's where you've got to be super careful. Like, I think if you're going to go in anywhere, if you are fearful, at least, protect yourself first. Mm. Cleanse before you leave. Like, there's so many different ways you can cleanse. My favourite thing, because certain things don't work with me, but my particular thing is standing on the rock salt.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to come with me. Just doing that for quite a while till I feel like there's just nothing attached. Because things just attach for different reasons.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bad things either.
Okay, yeah. Well, look, the good thing about the book, I Live With a Poltergeist and Demon, Real Lived Paranormal Stories. Mm. And once again, it's not a dating book either. Like, some people, we've all got experiences like that. One of the good things about the book is that, you give all the stories from around town, but then you give us information and, okay, something's happening at your house. Here are the ways that you can clear this, or this is where you can get assistance to do this. And that's so great too, because when we left the prison, you had contacted us and you had said, Loggie, I want you to do X, Y, Z. Yeah. And I still felt that something was with me because I felt like someone tried to push me down the stairs at one point, and I felt like something was still with me. And then I had to do another cleansing again. Yes. So I get what you're saying when you're like, it didn't feel like I hit the mark and I had to re-cleanse again.
That's so good that you recognise that, though, because a lot of people think, oh, I'll just wave a bit of smoke around, a bit of, and stand there. You've really got to feel it. You just got to allow yourself to feel that there's nothing there. And, I mean, that place is fairly haunted, let's just say.
Yeah.
There's always stuff there. Can I just say about the house, the Poltergeist house?
Yeah.
Someone else read that book and they contacted me. They told me the address.
Oh, so they said, I think you're speaking about this house?
This address?
Yeah.
This is what happened to me there.
Oh, my God.
They used to see dark figures right in that entry there where all that disaster used to feel. Yeah.
So if people do read this book
and
they know where it is, are you happy for people to reach out and say, I've got a feeling that the house that you lived in is the one I'm living in now or have lived in?
Of course.
Wow.
I'm more than happy for people to do that.
It's still standing? You didn't burn it down? No?
It's still there. Well, let me tell you, I cannot lie. I just drive and I just go, oh, I don't like to even focus on it. Yeah. It was that bad. And it's up for sale a lot. That's all I'll say.
The book is just full of these types of stories, Tom.
Yeah. Veronica, where do we get it? How do we get our hands on this book?
If you contact me through Instagram, VeronicaDancer62.
Yep.
I'll just send you, give me your email, and I'm just happy to send you a copy.
Great.
It's free.
Yeah.
So.
And I feel like it's, if you're into history as well as this kind of spiritual realm, the book's great for that too, because I love reading books that are local and you're like, I know that area, or I've been there, or I've lived here, and this is so fabulous. I would love it if people have had experiences in town. Yes. It would be so awesome for them to contact you and that for one day for you to have a book of experiences, like local experiences.
I would just love to also just have a get together and people can talk, if they've read my book, talk about, ask me any questions they want. But also, I want to hear their stories.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fascinating. Please just let me know.
So cool.
We'll start a regular segment, Freaky Friday.
Yes.
That's a call.
Yes.
Tell us your freaky story.
Yes. I would love that.
Yeah. That'd be really cool. And in that book, that house, that particular house, there is one photo, and some people might recognise the house from that one photo.
Okay.
Mm. There's an orb in it, I believe, as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
a couple of orbs.
There's a few pictures with orbs in other places too. Like, I've had some pretty scary experiences and, I think I don't mind about people non-believers because I really do feel you've got to have that lived experience.
Yeah.
But people who've had those lived experiences and when they read the book or they hear stories, they believe it because they know. They've been through it themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
They know.
The book is I Lived with a Poltergeist and Demon, Real Lived Paranormal Stories by Veronica Allen. That Instagram again, VeronicaDancer62. Veronica, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Please don't leave any of your friends here with you.
No, I didn't bring anyone with me. Yeah. I did not.
You can sponsor our Freaky Friday segment with the book. And I can't wait to end this interview and then have you off air tell me what the address of the place is.
Yeah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Speaking of homes, we've got a special guest slash new friend that we've known for a while, but...
Yeah, he's a homes, but he's in our home now.
Yeah.
He's in our house.
Okay.
I've it's gone aggressive. Too hard, haven't
so
I? I'm sorry.
Way too
I'm
hard. Really, she gets nervous.
I'm nervous.
Max Holmes from the Cats joins us. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, good. Thanks for having me, yeah.
Oh, former Vest and Fairest winner.
Yes.
You came to get your medal and your cake, unlike some of the other boys that have won the Vest and Fairest
only
in the past.
Only one. We just haven't been able to get onto Bailey. So he won last year and we've got this cake. We bought it back in sort of September and it's still in the fridge here at work and it's his cake. So
I'm not sure he eats cake, but...
oh, we're going to give it to you to give to him.
Yeah,
so
drop
it'll
off.
Smell nice on the way home.
Mate, so good win on the weekend. That was good getting over to Gather Round. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but how you guys feeling after the win?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was fun. It was an interesting ground down at Norwood and it was good to get that local vibe. I mean, I haven't played in a small ground for a long time.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of fun that.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Nice. And you guys, sorry.
No.
I was going to say, flew back on Sunday.
Yeah, flew back Sunday.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Yeah. Play on Friday night, so quick turnaround.
Yes, it is. We're excited for that down here at GMHBA Stadium. Not only footy do we want to chat to you about today, we also want to get your thoughts, your maximum homes rating and your minimum homes rating on some topical things happening. Don't worry, it's fun. I promise.
Okay. Yeah, I know. The way you're describing it, I mean, like, yeah.
We've got some cool sound effects too, Maxie. Don't you worry about that.
If it's good, I'm so proud of you. And if it's not, might just be Tom and Max tomorrow.
All right, sweet.
All right, Max Holmes joining us in the studio.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Our new Tuesday friend is Max Holmes from the Cats. Mate, how's your finger? Send it, see if you've got a...
Oh, yeah. True, that hit the media last week. That was wasn't supposed to come out. No, it's all good. It's a little break and... just something you got to deal with, I guess, as a footy player. So,
Finger's probably the best thing to hurt, right?
Well, you can play with a broken finger, you can't play with a broken arm. So,
yeah, true.
I'm cruising.
I've fractured my tibia. That's why I asked.
Oh, any excuse to bring it up, Max. Seriously, he's just go on.
Did you do yours sparring Muay Thai as well?
Sparring what?
Doing Muay Thai. I did five classes of Muay Thai.
He just fights under bridges with angry men. So any of that
and
action
you fractured
happening?
Your tibia.
Fights. No. I did. Yeah. Five classes, and that was my whole Muay Thai career done.
Oh, God. Yeah. So. Stop that.
Yeah. Gather around, though. Sorry. In Adelaide, there's a lot of talk about, you can move it around, give other people, other states an opportunity. What do you reckon? Is it good where it is, or?
Well, I enjoy it right now, and I think it's good, and I'm not opposed to having it anywhere else. It could be cool in Perth, could be cool in other places, but. Yeah, I mean, it's very good as it is, and I'm not going to be the one to say AFL change it, so I'm not going to get political, but it's a good thing that we've got going on, and it's cool to see all the teams in the same place and all the fans in the same place. It's a cool weekend to be a part of.
Yeah it's a vibe, hey?
Yeah.
This weekend, quick turnaround, you're here playing GMHBA against the Doggies. It's exciting that we've had so many games here at home early on.
Yeah, it's awesome. We love playing at GMHBA, obviously, because it's a bit of a fortress for us, and we get the majority of the fans naturally, and it'll be exciting. I mean, one of my favourite games last year was the Doggies to GMHBA, so it'll be a good matchup.
Yeah. Blitz 300, he's a bit of a spiritual leader of the team, isn't he, like in lots of ways?
Yeah, he's amazing, and everyone adores him, and I'm sure you can tell that from the outside that everyone loves Blitz. And I mean, I'm just fortunate enough to play with him for the time that I have. He's a great player to play with just through his versatility. He can play anywhere on the ground, and he's a great leader as well amongst all the boys. So I love him. He's my little athletics friend. we conversed with the athletics national champs on last weekend. He was watching that instead of the game. I'm really looking forward to it.
I guess, you know, reaching 300, what a milestone. Do you all then sit around and say one nice thing about him, get up and like write a nice poem for him, maybe get him a little present? Any of that happening at the club?
Not a chance. I think we'd be more likely to give one thing we don't like about him. I think that would be the more natural response.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think if he cut his hair, he would be as good?
Well, I think it probably his success probably lined up with his growing his hair out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I reckon so short hair blitz wasn't as good, wasn't
it? Yeah. We love the long.
I'm not sure on that. But
the luscious hair is not as luscious, you know. It's because he runs so fast. And
yeah,
it does.
It flows back. Yeah, it's like Snape's cape in Harry Potter, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Just quickly, want to chat about Zach Butters. And there's a bit of chat about what he did or did not say to an umpire. What was it that he allegedly said, Tom?
How much are they paying you?
So
he's saying that he didn't say that. Is that right? That sounds right, I think. The umpire is saying that's what he said.
Mm.
To me, I don't know about you, Log, but to me that seems pretty par for the course for an umpire to be had that yelled at them multiple times a game, if not from the players, from the crowd, certainly. I know I may have yelled once or twice. Like, it doesn't seem like on the scale of insulting things to say to someone, it doesn't seem super bad. I don't know. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very tough scenario when someone's saying, you said this, denying it. But, I mean, there are some horrible things that get said on the footy field.
Absolutely,
at times.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I would have thought the umpire got worse than that at times. So.
Yeah. I guess as well, no one, you know, there's a heavy stance on umpires do not deserve anything to be bad said at them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, what are they paying you? How much are you getting paid for this? Yeah, I'd be quite happy if you yelled that at me.
not very much.
Not very much.
Is the response.
Can I have some more?
Max, have you ever said that to an umpire?
I can't confirm, but I could have. I'm not certain.
All right. We're joined in the studio by Max Holmes from the Cats on K-Rock 955.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Now, normally, Maxie, we ask our guests what it's like outside.
Oh, I just went and read the weather out, didn't I? Yeah.
Oh, but that's okay. Yeah. We can get a feels like because we're stuck in here from 5 a.m. And as you can see here, we've got a window, a hallway, a window, an office, a window, a barricade, and then fresh air. So it's really hard for us to see what's going on out there. So was it nice?
I mean, I didn't have to wear a jumper.
Okay, good. But you're an athletic guy, so you probably, like, you're probably one of those guys where it hits 14.9, you're like, shorts weather? Like, that's not me. That's not us.
Do you run hot?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I reckon I got pretty good legs, so.
Okay.
Let me have a look.
You're going to get along with Tom.
I've covered him up today.
So well. You and Tom are just going to get along so well, just like, oh, check out these cats.
This may be too personal for our first hangout, well, first proper hangout.
Be careful, Tom. Come on, easy.
Max Holmes, do you sleep hot? Are you a hot sleeper?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I reckon.
I think that's just about enough.
I've got a follow-up question.
No, I know you do, but what we're going to do is we're going
to
play a song.
The imagination.
Yeah.
We're going to play a song.
Do you sleep with a fan? No, that's all right.
Which fan?
Yeah. The fan on. I meant the fan on. Max. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for my friend Tom.
You set him up.
Now I'm hot.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Max Holmes joining us in the studio from the Cats, trying to make this a regular Tuesday thing, mate. Get you in here to hang out a bit.
If you want to.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it so far.
Oh, good.
Yeah. See how it goes, though. There's still time to go.
So far, I reckon we've been here 20 minutes, and I reckon I've made it weird at least once, and I reckon Loggy has made it weird probably twice.
Yeah, sorry.
So we're going for five.
best out of five.
Here we go. Let's rip in because Loggy's come up with a game.
Oh, okay.
I just need to distance myself a little bit.
Okay, Max, we kind of want to get you in to chat about your maximum rating, so giving something a two thumbs up, or your minimum homes ratings, which is two thumbs down. And we're going to chat about things which will be topical during the week. So we've got three things here, and you just say whether you're all for it, maximum homes, or whether you're not about it,
minimum homes.
Easy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Good. All okay. Right. So first up, we want to ask you about Justin Bieber's set at Coachella, where he was on stage and it was just him and a computer basically going through YouTube and wearing a hoodie, and that was it.
And him singing along.
Him singing along. Did you see it, and what do you think about it?
I have seen it, and personally I think that would be awesome to do in his position.
Yeah.
Just get up YouTube and just show everyone that didn't ask for it exactly what I want to watch.
Ah.
I think I already do that at home. I don't have hundreds of thousands watching, but I think that's a big maximum home.
That's a maximum home. Okay,
Loggy's made a sound effect. Here we go.
Yeah, and I that's it. That was okay. It, but I got a bit of underneath right. It. Yeah, do you like that?
Yeah.
Are you a techno guy?
Not really.
Not anymore. Our sound effect guy is away. He gets back to today, so next week we'll have better.
It'll be
sound
better.
Effect.
It'll be better. But if you like it, we can keep it.
Okay.
All right. So the next one, Tom, you spoke about this earlier in the week.
Yeah, so over the weekend, the Clippers in the NBA did for the first time something the Seattle Mariners in baseball in America have been doing for a couple of years, and that is delivered hot dogs, free hot dogs to their fans. It was the way that they did it that caught my attention. They dropped from the ceiling hot dogs in, like, you know, souvlaki bags, you know, that for, but attached to parachutes, little plastic parachutes, and just randomly parachuted them into the crowd. There were also parachutes that had just little sachets of sauce and mustard. So if you got sauce and mustard and no hot dog, you'd be shattered. What do you reckon? Is that a maximum homes or minimum homes?
Minimum homes.
I do like it. I mean, I don't know, at the footy, I've never had a hot dog at the footy. I don't know if you guys had hot dogs at the footy. Or...
Yes.
I haven't had a hot... Don't you talk sausages at all.
You're sure. Banned from talking... Have I not? I'm sure I have.
No,
sure. Bucket of chips, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, pie.
Bucket of chips. Can we chuck a bucket of chips in the shooter?
You're telling this story, Max. I'm on board. Whatever you want to drop on the people.
I'm a big thumbs up on a bucket of chips in parachutes, but
hot dogs.
Maybe hot dogs.
Go minimum so we can play the sound effect.
Minimum homes for the hot dogs.
Okay, we'll have to play that again. Here we go.
Minimum fire. Minimum. Okay, just don't do that with your face and your eyebrows while it plays. That's weird.
I'm just
kidding. See, there we go. They were up to four weirds.
Four weirds.
Okay, so you reckon a bucket of chips is the go?
Bucket of chips.
How are you keeping the chips in the bucket, just quickly?
No idea. Not an engineer.
Yeah, no follow-up questions, Tom.
I've got an idea.
Oh, what? Yeah,
okay, put a lid on the...
Oh, wow. God, how good is this guy, Max?
You can even do like a Slurpee, you know, they're like a clear dome sort of arrangement.
Do you understand how cost is effective and how things happen? You don't, so shut up. Let's go to question number three.
We're already paying for little parachutes, aren't we?
Question number three. Actually, question without notice, Max. Are you enjoying this segment?
Yeah, it's been good.
Okay, that's maximum.
Minimum fire.
Minimum.
No, that's...
Minimum enjoyment.
this is very confusing.
Just for clarity, we are joined by Max Holmes from the Cats, the real Max Holmes. This is actually happening.
He's real.
On
he's
the radio
here.
Right
it's
now.
It's happening. So, okay, question number three. Earlier on in the show, we chatted to Veronica Allen. She's a psychic, she's a medium, she's a witch, and she's got a book about living with poltergeists and ghosts in Geelong and the surrounds. Ghosts in Geelong, or ghosts in general, are they a real thing, Max?
I wouldn't have thought so, but I didn't have the conversation, so I'd be...
But do you think ghosts in general, are you saying, do you think there's, two thumbs up, I believe in ghosts, or two thumbs down?
Two thumbs down.
Oh! I mean,
it's a scary thought to think there's ghosts walking around, don't
Go
you
on,
think?
Give him the minimum.
Minimum? Okay.
Minimum fire.
Getting a lot of minimum fire, it's not a good sign.
Negative start to the morning.
All right, thank you very much for that. We may bring that back next week. Hopefully you will be back.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Joined in the studio by Max Holmes from the Cats. Mate, that is pretty much all the time we've got left. It's been awesome to hang out. We're excited for Friday night against the Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they could be a little susceptible in the ruck area there, hopefully. Be a good little area to exploit. But Blitz is 300th as well, so we want everybody to get down and support the team for that. We are wondering, though, before we go, he's an athletics guy, you're an athletics guy. Who's the better, faster runner?
Oh.
Well, faster, me for sure. Yeah. I think there's a threshold somewhere where we kind of, anywhere below that number, I'll beat him easily. Anywhere above that number, he'll beat me. I reckon 800 metres would be a good test to see who can win.
Distance guy, is he? Yeah.
He's a distance guy, yeah. So if we ran 400 metres, I've got him covered.
Yeah.
100, 200, got him covered. But I reckon 800 would be a good number for the both of us.
Who would be faster on a horse? Why we're asking random questions.
There's weight. Oh, the jockeys are all light. I'm lighter than him. So yeah. I'd probably.
Blitz is a horse. So
yeah. We'll leave it there.
Max, has been awesome to have you in. Please come back next Tuesday. We would love you to join us again. And all the best for Friday night.
Yep. Thanks, guys. No, it's great.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.